Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, picture this. You are at a Cardinals baseball game, and you thought you had excellent seats down the left field line in Busch Stadium. They were wonderful for watching the game. However, the game has you sitting right under the blazing sun. No overhang to protect you, just sweltering, baking oven heat that pouring on your head, and it's just almost unbearable until some white puffy clouds drift by. The shadow that they created was a welcome relief. You are cooled off. You are so happy when each puffy cloud comes by and its shadow casts down on you. When it passes over. Now, I want you to picture a much different scene. Jesus has risen from the dead and has ascended into heaven. The church is just getting started. The believers are jubilant and excited. They gather together in homes to have fellowship and prayer, to listen to the apostles teach them, and to eat meals together. They have sold land and belongings to form a new community called the church. More and more have been added to their numbers. What an amazing change from the grief-filled days after Jesus had been crucified. Now, Peter stood tall among the growing church and along with John the Apostle. The two of them have just healed a beggar who could not walk. But the religious leaders, did not like what was going on and tried to stop them from talking about Jesus. They wanted to silence their message that Jesus had risen from the dead. Well, it did not work. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, boldly proclaimed, "There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." The apostles continued to perform incredible signs and wonders among the people. Can you picture the crowds they began to attract? People would carry their sick out on the streets. Those with unclean spirits were brought to them. Oh, if only Peter would stop and heal them, the apostles could cast out the evil spirits. In fact, they were hoping that even Peter's shadow would pass over them and his shadow would make them whole once again. The scene ends with the simple statement, they were all healed. Now, did Peter's shadow heal the people? Well, could have. One time, remember, Jesus was traveling in a crowd of people to heal the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. She was dying, and along the way, a woman crept up to Jesus. She had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and no doctor could help her. She just reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She stretched out her hand and touched the garment. She was healed on the spot. Perhaps Peter's shadow had that same healing power and presence of God for the sick and the demon-possessed. You see, God can be powerfully present in a shadow. When the time came for Jesus to be born, the angel came to Mary to let her know she would give birth to the very Son of God. She was confused. She was a virgin. "How can this be?" she asked. The answer? The Holy Spirit. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born to you will be called Holy, the Son of God." God overshadowed Mary. And she gave birth to Jesus, the Savior of the world. Later in Jesus' life, He went up a mountain with Peter, James, and John. He was transfigured right before their eyes. Blazing white, dazzling glory shone around him. Moses and Elijah appeared there, and they talked with Jesus. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? Just incredible. Then a cloud came over and overshadowed them. The disciples heard God's powerful voice boom out. "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." When God's shadow appears, his very presence and power are in it. Peter's shadow could have healed those people, not because of any power he had, that did not have that power, but because God was there, performing amazing signs and wonders. Even long before Peter walked by that crowd of people, the writer of Psalm 91 knew the wonderful gift of God's shadow. We read in verses 1 and 2, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." When we stand in the shadow of the empty cross with Jesus risen from the dead, God's powerful presence chases away. It chases away the gloom of death. Jesus' resurrection overshadows you with the very promise of life with him for all eternity. Jesus' resurrection changes everything, everything. Think of Thomas, the disciple who was missing from the upper room on that first Easter morning. He would not believe that Jesus was alive. He heard the news from the other disciples, but not even Peter, I guess, could convince him of what had happened. He needed to see it for himself. A week later, he's with the other disciples. And perhaps the room was fairly dark with just a few lamps of light. Suddenly, Jesus appears in his glorious resurrected body. Thomas is awestruck. You know, he goes, this is it. Jesus turns his attention to him and says, "Thomas, touch my hands and side. Stop your gloomy doubts. Start believing again." That very moment, the shadow of death turned to the shadow of life. Thomas was whole again. The very resurrected presence of Jesus made all the difference in his life. Now, we can't reach out and touch the nail marks in Jesus' hands or in his side like Thomas did. We don't have Peter's shadow passing over us with God's healing presence and power like the crowds did. But we can reach out with our hands to take hold of that risen body of Jesus in the bread that we receive in his supper. We reach out to hold that cup filled with his blood, powerfully present for once again. Our Lamb's High Feast will find Easter triumph and Easter joy, paradise open and the light in life for all our days. Believe that God's amazing power, his amazing power and presence is here. It is here today. It is here for you. Listen to Jesus' words to Thomas. "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.